So Yirmiyahu is giving his very harsh prophecies, and someone's getting sick and tired. Pashhur, son of Immer the Kohen, who was the chief official in the Holy Temple, heard Yirmiyahu prophesizing these matters of rebuke and bad news in the court of the temple. Now this Pashhur fellow wasn't the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't the high priest, but he was a pretty prestigious fellow. Anyway, so Pashhur struck Yirmiyahu the prophet, literally hit him, and then placed him in a cage in which people were locked and chained. That was in the upper gate of Binyamin, that was in the house of the Lord. So this gate was located on the northern wall of Yerushalayim, facing the tribal portion of Binyamin. Okay. It was on the next day, and Pashhur took Yirmiyahu out of the cage, and Yirmiyahu said to him mockingly, "The Lord has not called your name Pashhur, but rather terror all around. Your name is not really Pashhur, your name is Magor Misaviv." And Yirmiyahu said like this, "Ki ko amar Hashem, so said the Lord, behold, I am setting you as a symbol of terror to yourself and to all who love you. And all your loved ones will fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes will see." He's talking to Pashhur. He's saying, "Pashhur, you just undid yourself. You caused yourself an incredible amount of tragedy. And all of Yehuda I will deliver in the hands of the king of Babylon, who will exile them to Babylon east, and he will smite them with the sword." Verse 5, "I will deliver everything within the city, all its resources, all its toil, all its honor, all the treasures of the king Yehuda I will deliver into the hands of their enemies. They will take them, steal them, and carry them to Babylon. Va'ata Pashhur, but you Pashhur and all your family, you'll go into captivity to Babylon. You will come, and there you will die, and there you will be buried, you and all who loved you, to whom you prophesied falsely." Basically, it comes across that Pashhur wasn't just a Kohen. He was also a guy that claimed he could do prophecies. And he would tell everybody, "Don't worry. Don't believe Yirmiyahu and this alarmism." Pashhur wasn't the only character. Many times during Yirmiyahu's lifetime, people are like, "No, trust me, man. I'm telling you, I'm a prophet. I know the best." And he says, "Pashhur, look what's coming your way." And Yirmiyahu, once again, he starts feeling really, I guess, sorry for himself, or he's deeply pained that he has this lot of life where he has to rebuke people and no one listens to a word he says. He says, "Lord, you persuaded me to become a prophet, and I was persuaded. You overpowered me, and you prevailed. And look at me now. I have become a laughingstock all day. Everyone ridicules me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, and cannot speak of regular matters like other people. Rather, I have to call and warn people about their acts of evil and robbery. For the word of Hashem has been a source of disgrace and derision for me all day. Everyone's laughing at everything I say in your name. I would say to myself, I will not mention God. I will not mention anything in his name. I cannot live this way. But then in my heart, the word of Hashem would be as a burning fire in my bones, and I have tired of containing it. I cannot suppress it any longer. For I have heard the slander of the multitudes, terror all around." Basically, people are talking about me all the time. "Tell, and we will tell about him." People basically would say to one another, "Come on, say what Yirmiyahu said, and we'll discredit him. The defamation of my character was done by all the men of my trust who allegedly protect my side. They come together and say, perhaps he will be enticed to act inappropriately, and then we'll be able to prevail over him, hypocrite, and take our revenge against him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty hero. Therefore, my persecutors will fail." Now Yirmiyahu is kind of encouraging himself. "And they will not prevail. They are exceedingly ashamed because they did not succeed. This is a humiliation forever that will not be forgotten. V'Hashem Tzvakot Bochen Tzadik, the Lord of hosts who examines the righteous, who perceives the kidneys and heart, who basically sees my thoughts and my feelings. May I see your vengeance against my enemies, and to you alone I have revealed my anger, my contention. Verse 13, Yirmiyahu now says at least one verse of grace and gratitude. Shiru la Hashem, hallelu et Hashem. Sing to Hashem, praise Hashem, for he saved the life of the indigent Yirmiyahu from the hands of the evildoers. But right away, he's going straight back to his hurt and his anger. Cursed be the day which I was born. Aru hayom asher yuladati bo. The day that my mother gave birth to me is not a day of blessing. Let it not be blessed. Even harsher, he says. Cursed is the man who informed my father, saying, a son was born to you, causing him joy. I cursed that man because had my father known what would have come to me, he would definitely not have been happy in this moment. May that man who informed my father of what turned out to be a painful life be like the cities that the Lord overturned, Sodom and Gomorrah. Veloniham, and God will not reconsider. May he, that man, hear an outcry in the morning from the suffering and the sound of an alarm at noontime. Doesn't look like he's being literal. Chances are this guy was even dead by now. But he's basically saying, I curse the day, like he finishes off in verse 17 and 18. I curse the day of my birth because he did not kill me in the womb, and my mother would have been my grave, and instead of me emerging, her womb would have been an eternal pregnancy. Why is it that I have emerged from the womb to see toil and sorrow, and my days having concluded in shame? All I can think as we finish this chapter, how horrible must have been what Yirmiyahu went through to have to use these words.